My sweet boy. Today, we will be doing something a little different to deepen your commitment to me and to help you become your best and most authentic self. These changes will make lasting improvements to your physical and emotional health. I need you to be the best possible you. I deserve nothing less. There will be some rules for you if you wish to continue listening. You may only listen to this audio while engaged in cardio exercise, ideally in a public space like a gym. Obviously, you will not be permitted to touch your genitalia in any way. You are increasingly public, my little pervert. You must be respectful of those around you. No exception. You don't want to disappoint your dominant, nor do you. You must wear headphones. You are strongly encouraged to wear your sluttiest panties under your regular workout gear. Baggy sweatpants might be a good bet to hide your naughty little wee-wee if it gets hard. Actually, it belongs to me now, and I expect you to try and keep it soft and limp, its natural state. You must be ready to submit completely to my will, unless I ask you to do something that is unsafe for you. Inappropriate in your current circumstances, or against your moral code, or harms you or others in any way. Don't bring vanillas into your kink. Stop this audio now if you are not ready to follow these rules. Restart this audio when you are ready, or walk away if this is too intense for you. Because, sweetheart, it's only going to get more intense. With that out of the way, my slutty pet, we are ready to get started. You should have those sexy panties under your regular, comfortable workout clothes. The only other thing you'll need is a big bottle of cool, refreshing water and your headphones. I will be whispering in your ear as you work out on your favorite cardio machine today, my slut. I will be turning your workout from a mere means of exercise to a meditative, calming, pleasurable journey of self-discovery and self-actualization. Start your workout at a lower than typical intensity. There's no need to rush or have any expectations or intentions. Your only real intention today is to allow me complete control so I can bring you to new heights of pleasure and relaxation. In fact, that should be your only thought for the remainder of our session. How can I give more control to Domino? With your machine settings entered, start moving your body at a leisurely pace. Take a deep inhale through your nose to the count of four, followed by holding your breath for a moment, and then exhale for a count of four. I'll help you along. Inhale, one, two, three, four, hold. You are doing great. Notice the noise in your brain has already begun to quiet. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. You are doing wonderful. If you find that you are struggling to keep this pattern while exerting yourself physically, consider turning down the resistance on your machine. This should be pleasurable and relaxing. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Feel the cool air as it enters your nose. Feel the positivity and freedom enter with that cool air. Feel the moment of tension as you hold. Before exhaling, exhale, feeling the warm air exit your body. With that warm air leaving, feel the stress and tension exit your body. Each cycle, feeling more and more relaxed. Each cycle, becoming more and more pleasurable. As it becomes familiar, as my familiar voice takes over, take a hydrating sip of your water and feel the cooling refreshment flow down your throat. You might notice another effect too. Each sip will weaken your will to resist and bring you deeper under my control. I've added a special cocktail of flavorless ingredients. It's more of a potion or spell than a drug, but it'll have a similar effect. Each sip will increase your relaxation while lowering your inhibitions. The direct effect will be to bring you deeper under my control and intensify your pleasure. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Focus on how this breathing is affecting your mind and body. Feel the pleasure and calm grow like a core of energy in your chest. Visualize it as a glowing orb that continues to grow with each inhale. Acknowledge the tension as you hold your breath, but release your judgments of that emotion. The emotion is not who you are, it is how you feel. As you exhale, feel your anxiety. Negativity flow out with your breath. Feel your breath as it cleans your body and mind. Take a sip. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. With your inhale, feel clean, revitalizing energy enter your body and mind. With your exhale, release all intention and control. Each sip magnifies this feeling, the combined effect. Orders of magnitude stronger than the sum of the parts. You don't need to hold on to control. I am in control now. Trying is futile anyway. You are increasingly released from the burden of control. With that release, you are free to feel deeper and deeper pleasure. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue to maintain a background awareness of your breath as we move on to the next in your programming. Yes, you are being programmed. Your new program will help you feel new levels of pleasure and relaxation. Feel the points your body is in contact with the machine. Draw your attention to the muscle groups that pull and push on each cycle. Focus on the coiled strength in these muscle groups. Acknowledge that you are pushing with a small fraction of your full strength. With your next exhale, release the judgment and intention related to using so little strength. Your strength is not important. The only thing of any import right now, the only focus you need to maintain, is giving over your control to me. More and more, you will be rewarded for ceding this control with unparalleled pleasure. Your control, your thoughts, your worries don't serve you. Let go of it all. Domina will take it from you and help you to reach your full potential. Take a sip to nourish and cleanse your body and mind. This session is a first step in molding your body and mind towards making you the perfect, obedient slave that I deserve. Implant the desire, the drive, the irresistible need to follow a workout to get your body fit and sexy for me. You can't seem to do it for yourself, but you are going to find it easy to do it for me. My perfect slave must be fit and light. I don't want an unattractively out-of-shape slave. I want you to be the best version of yourself and drop. You want what I want, don't you, my pet? You want to be my perfect slave, don't you? In your mind, say, yes, Domina, silently, here in public after all. A perfect slave needs to have a perfect, lean, and toned body to always be working towards that, don't they, slave? Say yes, Domina, in your mind. Yes, Domina. Feels so good to say those words, doesn't it? To respond to me, to give up your control. Give up your responsibility to do anything except what I tell you, which is to keep on going and to keep dropping deeper. You are doing such a good job for Domina. Take a cool sip. Despite the energy and activity of your body, you notice your mind growing foggy and lethargic as you refocus on your breath. Each inhale filling you with calming energy and pleasure. Each exhale releasing more control and inhibitions, making more room in your core for pleasure and devotion to fill you with your next inhale. With the next inhale, visualize the rigid, inflexible corners of your masculinity blown from your body with the rest of the unneeded negative thoughts. You need to clear up enough space to have room for new pleasures and experiences. Like a plane losing altitude, you throw the baggage weighing you down out because you no longer need it. Free of all that baggage, your body feels lighter, almost like you are floating. Paradoxically, your eyes begin to feel heavier. It becomes more and more of a struggle to keep them open. You find yourself blinking more and more. With each blink, your lids become heavier. As their weight grows, you find yourself able to open your eyes less fully. Just kinesthetically finding the machine and doing what you need to. Only within a safe environment, in a safe way. And it's okay, my good boy. You don't need to keep your eyes open. The effort is only distracting you from reaching the deepest level of relaxation. Let them drift closed. My voice is the only sensory input you need. Notice that your body has continued to move as I have willed it, while your mind was distracted. This is a good sign. that you're ready to give even more control over to me. Are you ready to drop
deeper?
Melt the words, yes, Domina, silently.
Yes,
don't worry, no one will notice, and even if they did,
yes,
I am the only one who matters.
Yes,
good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? Forgive you this once if you steal a peek to make sure no one around you noticed your slutty sounds. If they were not closed, you are not following my instructions very well. And if you want to continue to be my good boy, you will have to try harder. With your eyes open, scan the gym. Be careful not to stare at the sexy bodies around you, but observe them well. You may find your eyes lingering on the crotches of some of the men. Don't fret. This is part of my conditioning. You may even find yourself assessing the bulges in the pants of some of the fit, sweaty men. Your eyes linger on their powerful muscles, but they are inevitably, irresistibly drawn back to their crotches as you gaze longingly at the treasures beneath the terry cloth and spandex. Your mind wanders to thoughts of your own diminutive penis, tucked safely into your sexy, slutty panties. The comparison is ridiculous. They are not the same organ at all. From now on, I want you to think of your little worm as a clitty for the sake of accuracy. Do you like having a little clitty? Say yes out loud. I don't care who hears. They've probably already noticed the lack of a bulge in your pants. A single word is no more embarrassing. Besides, my will is more important than any of that. Simp. Can your gaze identify the biggest bulge in the gym? We know it's not yours. Let your eyes roam. It seems you've found it already, my sweet pet. It's almost as if you have a natural sense to find large, impressive cocks all around you. You will find yourself unable to ignore this sense from now on. You'd better look away before he notices, my naughty little slut. Take a sip. Close your eyes now, and keep them closed unless I say otherwise. Future disobedience will not be tolerated. Do you understand? Louder.
Yes.
Good boy. Shift your focus back to the effortless movement of your limbs. Notice how they feel inexplicably heavy, yet they continue moving in the set pattern of exercise as if operating outside of physics and outside of your conscious control. Visualize your body floating on the waves of a vast, salty sea. The waves push and pull your limbs effortlessly, despite their weight. The waves, though gentle, have the immutable force of nature behind them. That force and my will are one and the same, both gentle and strong, while also undeniably pleasurable. Luxuriate in the ripples of pleasure each wave brings. You may feel this as sensation of falling or flirting. All you experience this is not important. is important is understanding that this pleasure comes from giving yourself up to my control. The more control you give me, the more pleasure you will feel. Take a sip to deepen that feeling, further down than ever before. Take a moment to observe your mind. You will be beginning to notice the positive changes I've set out to make. Fear, self-doubt, and anxiety are being replaced with relaxation, obedience, and joy. The more you feel of the latter, the less you will feel of the former. And now I will begin to sculpt your body towards perfection as I have your mind. My slave needs to be perfect inside and out. The light cardio we've started with will eventually tone your body with repeated listening. Vajradhamana demands faster results. Notice as the frequency of the waves moving your limbs increases, moving your body faster and faster. Soon you realize that the waves will overwhelm you, drowning you and negating the work I've done so far to help you reach your full potential. You must begin moving your limbs faster to stay afloat. This realization will bring you out of trance at the count of 1, 10. You move faster yet. Take a sip. 9. You find this exertion brings pleasure because it is my will. 8. You feel your muscles tighten and coil. 7. You feel strength that you didn't know you were capable of, pushing you further, my strength funneled through your body. 6. Your mind wanders to thoughts of your body becoming more sculpted. 5. Your mind's eye focuses on your rapidly firming rear end, envisioning it becoming more plump and attractive to men, more feminine. 4. You feel burning in your glutes as my will reshapes them to a perfect, fuckable bubble butt. 3. You feel the eyes of unseen men and women walking by staring at your butt with lust. 2. The warmth in your butt combines with the glowing energy in your core and the lustful gazes of fellow gym members to wash your body in pleasure and passion. 1. Open your eyes. You feel a flush of blush across your face as you come particularly back to awareness. You feel overcome by humiliation as you take in your surroundings, but you continue to exercise, pushing yourself harder out of devotion and tribute to your Dhamma. Take a sip. Wash away any lingering free will. You turn up the resistance on the machine, pushing yourself harder than ever. Soon you find this effort and exhaustion drawing you back into trance. You realize the only way you can continue this pace is by throwing out the last pieces of baggage from earlier, from the old you that we've left behind. Your mind is only on me now. Your mind is only on my voice. The only pieces you seem able to find are a small, weak, but persistent shred of will, and the vestiges of your masculinity. With your new clarity and authenticity, you can admit that neither were very substantial to begin with. The cleansing trance has eroded them to the point that they hold no power, yet they still weigh you down. You cast them away without a thought, consistent with their value to you. You take a sip of cool water to cleanse your mouth of their taste, bitter and unnatural. You drop deeper. You immediately feel a burst of strength and energy. Your movements have a purpose beyond you that seems to give them added power. That purpose is, of course, to serve me. It's like a runner's high, but more intense, more spiritual, and strangely arousing. For a fleeting moment, your mind tries to parse out the calls. Was it the magical water? My voice? The exercise? Or have I just given you permission to enter your natural subservient state? The truest expression of who you always were. As fast as these thoughts enter your mind, they vanish like the fog under the growing warmth of the morning sun. Thoughts are not good for good little sissy slaves. They just get in the way and make your domina angry. You don't want to make me angry, do you, my pet? Say it out loud. You notice for the first time in a while the silky feeling of your slutty panties under your workout gear. You feel them riding up your butt to your needy asshole. You luxuriate in the gentle friction against your clitty. You momentarily panic, concerned that the top of your bright panties might have crept up into view, or that the perspiration from your workout may have revealed their outline for all to see. This concern passes quickly, as you can't find a reason to care. You toss that feeling away as well with a deep cleansing breath and forget it ever existed with a sip. You notice your body's movements have become more graceful and feminine. That this change feels undeniably right. Without will or intention, your movements become even more feminine. You feel your butt and hips sway in a way that demands the lust of everyone around you. Imagine, dear real. You can't help but notice your body becoming more feminine as well. You are struck by the realization that repeated listening to this session will make this even more of a reality. You desire to become the lithe, sexy slut that Domina is shaping you into. With that realization, your perception expands to your fellow gymgoers. Your eyes open wide. Each female you lay your eyes on brings images of them pointing and laughing at your panty-clad clitty, still somehow limp and small despite your growing arousal. Each man evokes an image of their superior genitalia to enter your mind unbidden. Tell Domina out loud, would you be willing to kneel down and worship one of those superior alpha cocks in an act of devotion to me? Of course you would, my perfect slutty slave. You wouldn't even mind that the rest of the gym would be watching and laughing, would you? You are such a good little slut. Find the sexiest man in the gym with your eyes. You can't fool me. I know you've already picked him out almost instantly when you first opened your eyes. Close your eyes and picture yourself kneeling on the cushioned gym floor in front of him. Good little slut. Gaze upon his muscles swollen from his workout. Inhale his musky aroma. Under some circumstances, it would be unpleasant, but in your heightened state of trance and arousal, you find it intoxicating. Maintain eye contact with him as you loop your fingers behind the elastic of his gym shorts and underwear. Slowly begin pulling them down over his taut behind, revealing his lower abs and pubic V. Do not break eye contact until his magnificent member is revealed. Then gaze at his partially erect cock in amazement. It's already twice the size of your pathetic clitty. And it is growing fast, it is washed in your hot, ragged breath and hungry gaze, just inches from your face. The aroma is even more intense now, and your mind is swimming. Imagine for me now, slowly reaching out your tongue to lick a drop of sweat that lingers on a shaft. It tastes divine, and a wave of pleasure overtakes you as you begin this ultimate act of subservience at my command. Your hands trace up his firm muscles as without thought, you find yourself welcoming the head of his now throbbing cock suddenly you become aware that I'm now corporeal as you feel my hand on the back of your head, pushing your mouth down on his turgid cock. You've no will to resist me as I push your face forward, causing his member to slide down your slutty throat. His musk washes every thought out of your head as I bury your nose in his pubic hair. You feel it swell impossibly in your throat as he thrusts his hips in time to my pushes at the back of your hand. He's unconcerned with anything but his own pleasure as he roughly fucks your face and throat. You find one of your hands gripping tightly his rock-hard buttocks. With your other hand, you reach up and cup his balls. They feel heavy and full. And almost immediately, you feel them tighten as his thrusting pace increases, mirrored by the hands on your hand. Your final act of subservience today will be to swallow his virile load for me. Eating every drop of his cum will be a sacrament to your worship of me. Feel the first spurt of his cum hit your tongue before he slams his cock home and sprays the remainder of his huge load down your throat and directly into your stomach. Without a word, he withdraws his cock from your mouth and heads to the shower. Only the lingering flavor in your mouth and his faint aroma are left to remind you of the millions of spermazoa swimming in your slutty belly. As you look down towards his swimmer's new home, you can't help but notice your tummy somehow seems flatter and your hips wider. Your sacrament of devotion, workout, and transformation to my slutty slave is complete for this session. Continued listening will enhance these effects. You will awaken, feeling light and relaxed when I count you down to 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake. You awake feeling wonderful, healthy, and peaceful. Able to just start slowing down and leading yourself to come to a nice, peaceful stop. Just slowly moving your body. You did wonderful, my pet. You're welcome back anytime. And the more often you return, the better the results. I'm proud of you, and I'm confident you'll be able to continue on this path towards ultimate subservience. This will mold you into the best possible you. Body and mind. If you can't do it for yourself, you will do it for me.